Pyramid Ponderings Unveiling Egypt's Rich Tapestry. What's up, babies? Let's get it. Coming at you today from the Grounding Lands. I'm here to blow your fucking mind today. So I just got back from Egypt, and as you know, that space on Earth is magic. So I thought, why not take you into a little taster of the very first moments in time, and prepare this journey with some beautiful insights from the divine. It's amazing how we get the same messages come up over and over until we acknowledge them. I was like, yes, okay, I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm seeing what you're saying. I guess this is what we're going to be talking about, fam. So today I'm going to take you on a little journey through Egypt, and at the end, I'll give you some tools to stick into your metaphysical tool belt. Mainly because I want to get you connected to the magic of listening and following the whispers. You'll potentially receive insights through the story. This alone has changed everything in my world. I remember the days when I literally thought I was alone in my shit and wondered why the fuck I came here for this. It seemed like everyone else had it figured out, and I was walking this earth wondering if I had perhaps sipped my own bathwater. So trust me when I say it doesn't matter where you're at in your journey. This podcast is going to inspire you to run with the spaces that light you up, to create your own art of existence, and move through life following the whispers of your heart. So let's get to the juice. Egypt fucking blew my mind. The way I describe Egypt is like this. To live on this planet for this many years without returning to the beginning is pretty pointless. Every movement, opinion, belief is all fingers pointing to the same thing. It's all interconnected. The longer we spend on this conscious journey, the more we remember that. The day I planted my feet on that earth, a peace activated inside of me where I just knew I had to bring people here. I didn't sleep for the first 4 days. I was that activated. And for anyone who has been, I am damn sure that you can vouch when I say the perception of your walls of your mind literally disappear when you're standing opposite complete magnificence. The fact that we are humans and we've evolved from these times, yet we are not tapping into even 1% of our creative power in this experience, blows my mind. To see creations like this at a time when there was nothing, the realization unlocks codes inside of you. It's almost like you pick up a key to your treasure chest. Feeling that switched on in vibration opens up realizations beyond time and space. Like, this is what it's all been for. I swapped the benders for activations, and man, I cannot tell you what it's like being on this side, but I can tell you that it's friggin' worth it. And I can show up and gift you a transmission, and that is what you receive in Egypt. It's a transmission. It's an unlocking. And when Egypt calls, Egypt calls. It's so wild to me that this wasn't in my awareness for so long. I thought it was cool and knew I'd definitely see it one day, but I didn't understand the spiritual significance until the day it entered my awareness. There was a taking over. Everything in my consciousness was actually about Egypt. I was just remembering. I had past lives activated, visions as the goddess, sacrificing for my community, had memories of being the Pharaoh's daughter who couldn't speak her truth. We all have them, but do you understand what they mean? I had dreams, every single conversation was about Egypt, Unks literally everywhere I went. I'm going to do an entire podcast on the Unk and how much this is activated in my life. This stuff is not written on the walls for no reason. It's playing out in consciousness in every moment. I had absolutely no clue what Egypt even was, but I could feel the calling so deep in my bones. Almost like a heavy duty magnet. Which, duh, of course, wisdom written on the walls, being a seeker of wisdom, that's a perfect orchestration. I first knew I was going to Egypt because my guides kept on showing me all of these signs. It was flogging my awareness when I was awake, calling me in when I was asleep. I had never realized that the Reiki journeys I'd been channeling and taking people on, or the temple spaces I took people for healings, I never knew that these were a part of the journey that I was about to embark on. Egypt became a confirmation. A confirmation of the wisdom that laid so deep inside of me. The wisdom that is inside each and every single one of us. So it came up once or twice along my journey, and I was excited, but I didn't really know why. Then when I was in New South Wales with my family, I had a dream about Egypt, and I woke up with the words leaving my mouth. I'm going to Egypt. And I remember walking out into my nan's kitchen and seeing her and saying, I'm going to Egypt. and I had no idea that I was actually going to Egypt. I then did a Reiki for a loved one that day, and she gifted me one of her first paintings of a blue lotus, taking me right back to the beginning of her journey. Synchronistic? And the lotus, well, that journey within itself is, for another podcast episode, it is my favourite experience to date. We were driving home and a podcast came up about Egypt. I was like, random, cool, park that to the side. And I got home and my guides told me to go on Instagram. They sent me to that page, you know, where you can see people that you don't know. And they told me to click on this beautiful cenote in Tulum. This place was pure magic. My first thoughts were, whoever this person is, they are very connected to spirit, and I need to get connected to them. My guides told me to message her, and I was like, oh my god, what do I even say? And the famous and only words that you need to hear from your guides, the how is not your business, just do your part. So I messaged saying, hey, I love your page, I'm not really sure why I've been guided here. And she said, I'm running an Egyptian pilgrim. I opened it up today. I was like, okay. We are running it in September. We're going to be meditating between the Sphinx's paws, having experiences that are not open to the public. I was like, sold. Take my money. So she told me the cost in US dollars, which is like almost double for Australia. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to make this work, but I took the advice of the how is not my business. I trusted that I'm just going to do my part. I said, Spirit Guides, Universe, I need your help. If you want me to go, I need your support. I need this much, and if the codes are necessary for me to bring back and share with humanity, I will do my part. 2 days later, I get a call from an old friend who I used to do Reiki for. Magically, in the same suburb that neither of us lived in. They said, can you stop and pull into the cafe for a moment? I need to talk to you. I had 20 minutes to get to my next Reiki, but I was worried, so I stopped. 20 minutes later, a convo I thought was happening for them, the universe actually delivered me magic. They said, I believe in your mission, go do your thing, girl. I couldn't possibly receive that, I said, and an entire journey unraveled in the receiving of the magic that is gifted in each moment. It was a time I had to practice what I preached. It was so illogical to the mind that I jumped through the hoops to try and understand. My whole trip, plus some, was offered to me. It did not make any sense. And as I left this cafe, one single blue lotus bloomed in the pond at the front of the cafe. And they said to me, you have to go. So this is just the 1% of magic that I've accessed since starting this journey. But there was something that happened inside of me that day when I left. I had no idea who I'd be meeting, where I was staying, or if this whole thing was even real. I didn't think about this until the moment I arrived. I had developed such a deep trust in spirit, in the magic, and following the whispers, that it is now my work of art. I had no phone the whole time that I travelled, because there is a whole other level of freedom when you have unbreakable trust and faith in the unknown. This work has gifted me so much more than anything physical ever can. An Egyptian pilgrim literally calls different fragments of your soul together, and you see it in the people and everything surrounding you. Every moment of this trip was purposeful for the space of creation, for evolution, for shifting to deeper love, and for accessing the fifth dimension. Every single lesson on this spiritual path, every single journey that I embarked on, was broken down to offer a transmission, a knowing. Like, you know when your logical mind is like, I get it, but nothing is real, so I sort of need a knowing? How do you get that knowing? It's a transmission of consciousness. Yeah, Egypt baby. So here's night one, and at the end I'll share some tools for your toolbox. Egypt awoke a new gift, a new space in my channel, and with that it's only fair I offer you the transmission throughout each Egypt episode. Throughout these episodes, I'm going to take you into the crazy fucking insane experiences that I had in the Sekhmet Chapel, between the Sphinx's paws, in some of the temples. But for now, let me take you on a little journey. As the clock's emphatic chime marked the beginning of a tale that unfolded in the mysterious realm of Cairo, among the swarm of disembarking passengers from flight EY-74, a a lone Australian lady emerged, into a striking contrast to the sea of male faces that strolled off the plane. The airport's cold, sterile air carried an enigma, leaving her standing at its gates, grappling with the uncertainty of her destination. In that moment of realization, she faced the abyss of the unknown. With no wink of Wi-Fi, no familiar faces in sight, the purpose of her journey remained shrouded in secrecy. A moment of realization that perhaps this was the craziest whisper she had followed. A sudden encounter with a charming stranger holding the letters to her name provided a semblance of comfort, a brief respite before the shadows of uncertainty descended upon her once again. Like a black sheep amidst a flock, she was chauffeured through immigration, guided by the enigma of this man, towards the very front of the airport. 10 smiling men awaited her arrival, their intentions masked by the facade of welcoming gestures. Against the backdrop of warnings about the dangers that supposedly lurked in Egypt, she dared to defy the scripted narrative, feeling an unexpected sense of safety in the heart of the unknown. A reminder to remember that not all that she hears is whispers of the truth of the divine. The journey took a surreal turn as she was handed over to a driver, thrust into a linguistic dance where communication faltered. English nor Arabic, neither needed, to discover the land of language be no barrier. Laughter became the universal language as the driver, with a mischievous glint in his eye, playfully broached the subject of marriage, to which she encountered a moment of uncertainty in the constraints of bypassing the program of her mind. A sense of ease with the development of trust, the energy dissipated into the night sky. Awakening presence before her eyes, jokes about Kentucky Fried Camel echoed in the confines of the speeding car, hurtling down the highway amid the symphony of honking horns and the mesmerizing glow of Cairo's lights. Shadows in the distance, senses alive. As the minutes ticked away, her laughter-filled body betrayed the uncertainty that crept, a nagging suspicion that perhaps she could consider her fate. The story she'd been programmed with surged to the forefront, casting doubt on the authenticity of her journey. Yet a steadfast trust emerged, the remembrance of divinity, her guides offering life. She was willing to embrace the magic promised. The car finally pulled into the majestic manor house in Cairo. The driver urging her to look to her left, there it stood, the Great Pyramid, an imposing presence that left her breathless. An opening to 1,000 stories to be told. Entering the reception with a mixture of awe and anticipation, she learned her roomie would join her the next day. Upon entering outside to the stunning night sky and hanging her undies out to dry, the call about her roomie's early impeding arrival added layers to the unfolding saga. Naked truths, lost bags, impeccable trust and shared laughter became the threads that wove the story of two travellers bound by the whims of the universe. As she entered into the room, the energy between them resonated with safety. The universe, in its unpredictable dance, had paired them, two souls navigating a paradigm of letting go and newfound freedom, perfectly articulating a physical proof of that which she was ready to let go of. An identity of remembrance beginning to awaken as she spoke the words, "They lost my bags. I'll be washing my undies and sleeping in the nude." To which I laughed, "Do not worry, babe, it's already done." Two pairs of undies, two naked bodies, a lifetime meandering in a feminine line of deep healing already begun. The following morning brought the jaw-dropping revelation of paradise, with pyramids standing at their doorstep. Breakfast before the Great Pyramid marked the beginning of a shared journey, a path that promised adventure, affinity, and the untold mysteries of the ancient land they were about to explore. Well, welcome to night one. The biggest lesson began in the art of trusting and allowing of not just my own, but of another's journey. we always meet reflections and have come to learn that once we've moved through a layer of something, it's shown to us in a peculiar way for us to see that. That's when we begin to hold the space. Of course, she'd be paired with a one-bag travelling, van-living gypsy to get her letting go of the 3D party started. And of course, I'd be paired with a lifetime of experience in opening the heart to live in connection no matter the time and space in the most beautiful ways. If you'd like some kickstarting and you want to go pedal to the metal, then here's a quick little tool to add to your metaphysical toolbox. Just like the Sabrina the Teenage Witch magazine you got as a kid, use each tool in this potty as a collectible. In time, you'll start to awaken your gifts through them. Then you'll have a tool belt to start making bank, building a van, or following whatever the hell your heart desires. And you're going to look back and remember exactly where it came from. Each tool takes me back to a time in my life. Like compound interest, it grows over time. What matters is starting today. You have to get your foot in the door. So here's three tips to create a foundation for your journey, so you can fully tune in and begin to start having synchronicities in your life like this. This will be the beginning of making moments of magic. This will be the beginning moments of making magic. Number one, if you're always in a state of gratitude and love, then you are connecting in with the divine and your natural state of being. Set yourself a 5-minute timer when you wake up and just begin. Let me know what opens up for you, what you begin to receive, and how your life begins to transform. Number two, when you meditate every single day, you connect in with your soul's frequency. You begin quieting the monkey mind, allowing you to come back to yourself, bypassing the detrimental programs that are keeping you from hearing the whispers. Number three, always ground in and out of nature. You will allow the denser frequencies in the body to leave, creating more spaciousness for you to tap in and receive. Last of all, here's a message from my guides today, as they spoke through my hands and asked me to sprinkle a little bit of their magic. In the tapestry of existence, our lives are threads woven together by the hands of a divine artist. Each moment, a stroke of purpose, every challenge, a lesson in resilience. Embrace the symphony of your soul, for you are a unique note in the cosmic melody. In the stillness of your heart, listen to the whispers of the universe, guiding you towards the path of love, compassion, and self-discovery. Remember, the journey is as sacred as the destination. May your spirit dance with the rhythm of the cosmos, and may your podcast be a vessel for spreading the light that resides within all of us. Stay tuned, I'm going to invite these little babies on here next week, and if you're hearing the whispers in the magic of Egypt, come join me in 2024 on the next trip. I'm so excited to be now taking these journeys and bridging them in the physical. All the links to my information are below, and if you're ready for more, come join my 5-day free manifestation mastery challenge starting on the 3rd of January to kickstart your 2024 and gain massive momentum. Stay tuned for the birthing of my next creation coming on the 11th of the 1st because we love the 111s. And I'd love your support to get this podcast out into the world for the people who need it. So as a big thank you, I'll be offering one free manifestation mentorship session each month for those who like, share, and review this podcast. If you want to learn more about how to work with me and finally step into your power, message me on Instagram at demi_ward. If you hear the whispers, then slide on in to my DMs. I love you lots like jelly tots. Stay happy, stay shining, and stay sexy.